Hey everybody, I hope you're enjoying your holiday break. As we bring 2019 to a close, we wanted to look back on all the great guests and all the great content that we had this year. So turn on that fireplace, grab your holiday beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Let's do this.
What is virtualization?
You're gonna learn today.
Innovate like a startup, deliver like an enterprise.
I hope you're coffeed up and ready because it's gonna be a great day.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Virtually Speaking Podcast with Pedro Aero and John Nicholson.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Virtually Speaking Podcast, episode number 139. My name is Pete Fletcher, a.k.a. Pedro Aero, and joining me for the final episode of 2019 is Mr. John Nicholson. John, how you doing, buddy?
Dude, it's I'm freezing. I'm sore from shoveling snow. Actually, what am I kidding? It's like 70 degrees outside. It's been sunny all week. But
what, is it really warm in Houston right now?
Actually, it's 64 today, but it's been warm all week. I've been hanging at home, hanging out with family, watching The Mandalorian, you know, catching up on some things. So
nice. Good for you, man. Well, 2019 is coming to a close, and so we decided to just take a look back this year. You know, it's been a busy year for VSpeaking. We've had about 39 or 40 episodes this year, and so we're going to look back at some of the funnier moments, some of the more popular episodes. We're going to share some numbers with you guys, and we're also introducing this new thing called the VSpeakeasy Award Ceremony. This is where John and I, we collected some polls, we asked around, and we've come up with some award categories, and we're going to give away these virtual awards to the best of the best in the world of virtually speaking. What do you think about that, John?
This sounds like a good idea. These awards aren't gold plated, by the way. No one's going to be stealing these backstage. This isn't 2000 Oscars. They're all over again. So,
exactly. So, John, let's see. Let me pull out my numbers here and see what we have here. Did you know that we were in 500 cities and 66 countries this year?
66. I've done some traveling, but I have not been to 66 countries. So,
well, your voice has.
Yeah. No, it's.
Yeah, and the funny thing I found is as I broke it down by city, the number one city for our downloads is Austin, Texas. The second is Houston, Texas. So I was like, wow, John's got a big following in Texas, man. People are really Texas is really coming on strong. Raleigh didn't even make the top 10. I was pretty disappointed.
Well, I'd like to thank all my homeboys here in Houston, you know, glad H-Town represent. Austin, that doesn't shock me. That also shows something of the, I hear the podcast is quite popular with the inside office there.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Who knows? But very cool. So anyway, those were the top states and the, you know, but hey, we've been in, you know, we're in Texas. Obviously US was the most downloaded, but hey, we've even got two guys out in Indonesia. So shout out to those two guys.
Yeah. And I got to say, hopefully they're in Bali. So, cause I'm looking to come visit them. So we'll go do some diving, talk some storage. It'll be great.
I can't wait for the report on that one. So yeah, John, let's do it. Let's talk a little bit about some of the episodes this year. I mean, there's so many different things that happened. We went to a couple of trade shows. We talked to CEOs and founders. We talked to a bunch of techs, you know, and we started a couple of new series. And we were pretty busy. So let's kick off a couple of different awards. The first one, and I put a poll out on Twitter for the favorite soundbite award of the Virtually Speaking Podcast. And so here are some of the nominees. There's this one.
Lungs suck.
All right, that's... People have heard that one for
a
while.
Classic.
Yeah, that's a classic. There's this one.
I am profoundly dumbfounded.
Always.
I still don't remember where that came from, but we'll continue.
I love that one. There's this one.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, that one gets a little bit of play. And and then I said other. And it was funny because when I said other, you know, we did get a winner. It wasn't other, but we did get a lot of write-ins. And so some of the other folks voted for things like "You Gonna Learn Today" from the intro. and Pete Is Right even got a vote. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Pete Is Right. That was one of these days she's going to come after us for copyright. Like, I don't think I got a waiver on that recording.
Yeah. So those are just a couple of the other awards. And so with no further ado, the winner of the 2019 VSpeakeasy's favorite soundbite is
Lungs Suck.
That's right. That's right. One suck, baby. And joining us to receive this illustrious award is the man himself, the author of this now famous soundbite, Mr. Ken Werneberg. Ken, welcome to the podcast, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Pete. Good to be back, as always. I'd just like to say thank you for the opportunity to play this iconic role. Katharine Hepburn has always been one of my heroes.
And, yeah.
feeling like this is a dream come true.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you say that because, I mean, this clearly is a world famous and iconic quote. I mean, it's up there with the likes of, you know,
I have a dream.
You know, I'd probably say it's somewhere between the Martin Luther King, I have a dream speech and the
catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. The catch me outside girl from the Dr. Phil show. So I don't know. It's between one of those two. But my question for you is what was your inspiration for coming up with this amazing quote?
Well, as I recall, we were just getting up to talk about V-Vol on stage at the Emerald. And I thought to myself, well, how would a V-Vol feel if it were Lun? And I thought, no. And I tried to get into that character and I sat there and I went, okay, now be a Lun. And what is this feeling like? And how do you show that to the world? And I went through this process, you know, as most great actors do. Not that I'm a great actor. I'm, you know, I wouldn't give myself that honor, but I've heard it. I'm just saying. But what I did is I thought, okay, if I were a Lun, how would I feel? And it was not a good feeling, really. It was not something I was happy about. And I thought, well, Luns suck. And it just came out. It was spontaneous, extemporaneous, right there on the spot. And I guess you know the rest.
The rest is history. I like it. Yeah, man, that's beautiful. That shows a lot of compassion and empathy for that Lun for you to say that. That's awesome.
Well, you know, I make moves up as I go.
Good stuff, Ken. Well, listen, congratulations, Ken, on this V Speakeasy Award. You will be receiving the trophy and some small cash and prizes that are non-existent.
So I got a clean sweep. I've got every single one of them so far, is what you're saying.
That's right. Yeah, you are the reigning champion of the V Speakeasy Soundbites. So I hope you covered that.
The key to method acting in storage presentations was just unlocked. I mean, that just blew my mind. I'm going to go try to visualize being an NFS export next. So as I prepare.
And I'm sure dozens of listeners are now going to pick up on the same tip.
Yeah, exactly. This is definitely the trend of 2020, right? All these frustrated administrators are going to just move into method acting and come out with these classic sound bites. I love it. Good stuff, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Werneberg. Awesome. Moving along. Yeah. So the fan favorite episode. So we took a poll and we asked people that listened to the podcast, what was their favorite episode of 2019? And John, what do you think it was?
Ooh, there were so many good ones. I got nothing, man.
Yeah. Well, what was your favorite episode of the year?
I like the 5G one, you know?
Yeah. That was a good one.
That was good.
You know, it's funny about the 5G episode. When you first brought up the idea about doing 5G, I was like, I don't know a lot about that. I don't know. And I was I wouldn't use the word skeptical, but I tell you what, it turned out to be a fantastic episode. I'm glad we did that. So kudos to you for that one.
So going over the episodes, what I will say is what we look at the 5G and the container serverless hipster future cloud stuff, but consistently when I talk to the listeners on the show, people love just back to the basics. They like just core, useful. I can pick up and go use this today.
Yeah.
And so top 10 tools, I think that's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, the VMware top tools, the admin tools, that was a fun one too. Believe it or not, the fan favorite of 2019 was not the top tools, not 5G, but Fire, Flood, and Blood, my friend.
It's like telling fire, ghost blood, stories blood. Around the campfire. Fire, Flood, Blood.
Yeah, people like the Fire, Flood, Blood, man. That's funny. That was the one that was the fan favorite. It wasn't the most downloaded episode. We're going to save that till later because we do have some stats. And believe it or not, Fire, Flood, and Blood was not even in the top five. But yeah, people seem to like it. John, 2019, we started a couple of new series, right? Fire, Flood, Blood was definitely one of the series. The other series that some people, it didn't even start out being a series, but it caught on and people really liked the episode. So we started doing the Back to Basics episodes. You remember this little intro for that?
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Right, here's what I want you all to do for me.
Back,
What you looking for? The same thing.
Yeah. So we had these back to basic episodes, which I think are important. It was also a good opportunity for me to slip in some old school hip hop in there, which I love to do. But yeah, these are good episodes. These back to basic episodes. I think we get a lot of feedback from people that say this is an educational podcast. They want to learn. And even though we do focus on future stuff like containers and other things, I think back to basics, that's like a staple and it's really important. And we still get a lot of downloads on those back to basic episodes.
The practicality of being able to listen to that episode and just say, okay, I'm going to go do this now, or I'm going to next time we're doing a design review, I'm going to bring that information in. I think we need to do more back to the basics episodes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did one on vCenter and with Jeff, which was fantastic, with vSphere. And then we also did one on core services, which was also really popular. So I think in 2020, we need to definitely continue that series.
Yeah, I think maybe some networking back to the basics.
Oh, yeah. All right, moving along. The next award on the vSpeakeasies is the Isn't He a Co-Host Award. John, you've done some traveling and we've had other people come on. And we've had some guests that have been repeat guests so often to the fact that some people even ask, is he a co-host? Let's go through some of those. The top five guests are, let's see, there's Glenn Sizemore, Frank Dennerman, Michael Dell, Duncan Epping, and Pete Keeler. So of all those names, who do you think has been on the most? Glenn Sizemore, Frank Dennerman, Michael Dell, Duncan Eppen, Pete Keeler.
I'd go Keeler.
Yeah, you'd be close. I mean, well, you know, Keeler's been on seven times.
Keeler's been on a lot, and he's really good at some of those deep dives to the IO path. I mean, he's the kind of guy that Denneman calls when he has storage performance problems, I always say. So,
Yeah. Well, Keeler was on seven times. He did not have the most episodes. That goes to not Glenn Sizemore, not Frank, not Michael Dell, but Duncan Epping. Duncan's been on 14 episodes. That's a lot of episodes, man. He's qualified as part-time co-host.
We did give him a shirt, you know?
Oh, yeah. He's got a shirt. He's got a hoodie. He's even got a sticker. And now he's got a vSpeakeasy Award. John, another vSpeakeasy Award. And this one is basically our individual favorite moments, if you will, of the podcast. And so mine was when we were recording the last year, the final episode, we had a game show. And we brought on a couple of guys to play. And one of them just happened to be named Juan. And and as I do sometimes, I call you Juan, you know, affectionately, because your name is John. And I started the episode saying, Juan, how you doing? And he just like cut me off. And so here's the clip. Take a listen. Good afternoon and welcome to the Virtually Speaking Podcast, episode number 100. My name is Pete Fletcher, a.k.a. Pedro Arrow. And joining me once again is Mr. John Nicholson. Juan, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Fine. Thank you. And you? How are you?
We gotta keep that. That's amazing.
That is funny. I forgot I had a guy on the phone called Juan. So with that, Juan, how are you doing, sir?
Sorry, fine. And you, how are you?
That was too funny, man. That one caught me off guard. And so, John, what was your favorite moment?
Wow, my favorite moment was have to give myself like the Charlie Conspiracy Award here, because I had this sneaking suspicion that Pat Gelsinger had worked in radio. And at our last VMworld interview, I confronted him. I was like, you've worked in radio, haven't you? His ability to enunciate as well as deliver like a completely level voice, and his mic control just showed. This guy spent some time behind a mic.
Oh, yeah. I actually put that clip on the very back end as an Easter egg on our VMworld recap episode. And so here's that clip at the very end of that episode. So take a listen.
All right. Let's do a little sound check here.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
1, 2, 3. You're from Zeven.
We have a running joke. Like we always we're always talking about, you know, when we record you, we're like, Pat is like the one person that there's no training needed. He gets right to the right spot at the mic. And
we thought
it's
you
money
worked
every
in radio.
Time. Other folks are afraid of it. Like,
I actually did work in radio when I was going to school when I was 16, 17, 18.
You did.
Okay, WFMZ, Allentown, Pennsylvania. And I was the DJ at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., and 6 a.m., giving the weather and local news updates right, on an easy listening station on Friday and Saturday nights. That was.
Can I get a sample of an old?
Yeah, this is Pat Gelsinger, WFMZ, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, Pennsylvania, and the weather today will be.
I love it.
There
I love
you
it.
Go.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. All right. So, and the final category on the V Speakeasies, John, is the top five episodes of the year. These are the episodes that got the most amount of downloads. And so let me give you the top five real quick. The, you know, in random order is, let's see, episode 110 is the VX Rail episode. That was a really good episode. We had on this gentleman, Jeremy, and also our good friend, Aaron Bewley. Episode 114, Performance Testing. That was with Dave Marrera. That was a great episode. VSAN67U3, another good episode. That was with Pete Keeler. Episode 108 was the VMware Admin Tools. And also episode 120 was, John, the episode that you said was your favorite, which was that 5G telco cloud. So those made the top five. In random order. Side note, thing I found most interesting was we got on Spotify late this year, and the stats for Spotify are a little different. They're not, for whatever reason, they don't aggregate into our analytics. So I have to always pull those separately. But the funny thing about that is the folks that are listening to us on Spotify, the top five was a little different. So the number one episode on Spotify was actually The Future of IT. How do you fit in? That was the one where we had the panel on at VMworld. So that did not make the top five in all downloads. And so without further ado, the top five episodes, starting with number five, is episode 126, VSAN67U3 with Pete Keeler. Coming in at number four is episode 114, Performance Testing with Dave Marrera. Coming in at number three is episode 110, VX Rail with Aaron Bewley. Coming in at number two is 120 5G Ready Telco Cloud. And the number one most downloaded episode of 2019 with 7,500 downloads is 108 VMware Admin Tools with Duncan Epping and William Lamb.
Practical knowledge bombs, man.
And here to accept the VSpeakeasy Award is Duncan Epping and William Lamb. Gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast.
Woo-hoo. Hey, thanks for having us.
Oh man, we love having you guys on. I mean, and we love having you on for your respective expertise, you know, on various topics. But this was an interesting one because this one was basically going over the results of our unofficial poll on the top admin tools. You know, there's a lot of tools out there and folks are using them, and it was kind of cool to just sort of take a look and see it, you know, what's trending, what tools people are actually using. I'm curious, that episode was back in March. You know, it's been a while. I wonder if those same tools would still make the top 10. Have you guys looked back at all?
I haven't actually looked at the list, but, you know, from what I recall, I think they still very much apply today. Most of those tools have been around for a long time as well, right? If you look at something like RV Tools, which I think has been the number one tool for, I don't know, years straight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people still ask about it every day, and I suspect it will be similar next year. It's just a very valuable tool, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. RV Tools. We talked about Power CLI. VCheck from Allen Renew. People, you know, whether or not people are still using that, which is still a very helpful tool. ESX Top, the Cross vCenter Workload Migration Utility by William Lamb. People know that one.
Yeah, I think the other thing, too, is that, you know, sometimes we get, you know, we've been using these tools for so many years that it's kind of second nature. It's like, oh, yeah, there's these tools out there. But there are so many more new folks coming on board, still learning about virtualization and just getting started.
Yeah.
Right? And so being able to review these tools, and some of these tools have been getting updated over the years, like RV Tool has been getting updated, you know, almost every single year, several times throughout the thing. You know, I appreciate thinking of bringing up the Cross vCenter vMotion Fling. That's one I can speak to personally. I've been working on it. And in fact, you know, we were trying to squeeze in one release right before Christmas, and it just didn't happen. But it's one of those things where, like, you know, the tools that you're familiar with, you know, 1 or 2, 3 years ago, just taking a look back at it, right? There may be net new updates, net new functionality to be able to take advantage of. And so it might be a tool that you've used and create like a VCheck, for example, and then you forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
But several years later, you may want to, you know, take a look at, you know, the original author, or just kind of searching around and see what new updates are available for these tools that you can really make use of. So I think that's also an added advantage of a tool that you may be familiar with, but kind of taking a look at it again.
Nice. Nice. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We need to bring this list out again. Once we do this episode, I will leave a link to this in the show notes. So if you haven't heard that episode, take a listen. And there's also an accompanying blog post that goes into detail about all the tools. And we're definitely going to do this one next year as well. I think this is something that should be an annual episode. episode because I think tools are important, as you said, William. Awesome. Well, gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying your holiday break. I want to wish you guys a happy new year. Thank you so much for coming on this year. And, you know, I welcome you guys to come back next year for the admin tools episode. Who knows? Maybe you guys will be the 2 years in a row for the most downloaded episode.
For sure. We're aiming for that. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, Pete, for having us.
Congratulations, guys. It's been awesome having you guys on.
Good stuff, man. So, John, 2019, we're packing it away, man. Lots of good stuff. We've got plans for next year. What do you want to see next year? What do we need to do more of?
Ooh, what do we need to do more of? Back to the basics. I'd like to also explore some more, like do some of those 5G type episodes. Networking. This seems to be a major topic that apparently we all don't know enough about. Love to have Barack back on that.
Oh, yeah.
ARM. There's some things in the works, as I'm sure you guys have noticed. I'd love to get the ARM guys back on to just to do some deeper dives into that.
Yeah, it seems like we definitely need to do more Fire, Flood, and Bloods. We definitely need to do more Back to Basics for sure. And I think we could definitely branch out on those. We've been getting a lot of requests also in the Spanish community to do a Spanish version of the episode. Boy, that's a tall order for two gringos that can barely speak Spanish. But, you know, we're trying out something. We might do a couple of...
Fuego, fuego, fuego!
Exactly. Muy bien, John. But the truth is, we actually are experimenting with something. There's a lot of great Latin or Spanish folks in the IT community. So my good friend Dave Morera is going to help us out. He's going to do some co-hosting in Espanol. And there's great guys out there. We've been talking to some folks like... Jorge de la Cruz, Ariel Sanchez, and a whole bunch of other guys. So I think it's going to be muy bien. It's going to be something muy interesante. And I think we've got something for the Latin community in 2020. So look forward to that. If there's something out there that if there's a topic or if there's a guest or anything like that that you think that we need to bring into 2020, by all means, hit us up on Twitter or send us an email, podcast@vmware.com. We'd love to hear from you guys. Well, good, man. John, what a great year. 2019 is coming to an end. I want to wish you and your family a happy New Year's. And to all you folks out there that are listening, I hope you're enjoying your break. And we will see you in 2020. All right, well, that's my good friend Jimmy H. telling me it's time to go. And so if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at podcast@vmware.com. You can subscribe to us on your podcast app of choice by searching Virtually Speaking Podcast. You can catch this and all episodes at vspeakingpodcast.com. A big thanks to all of our guests in 2019, and congratulations to all the VSpeak Easy Award winners. We're back next year, but until then, Happy New Year. Bye for now.
Hold on, fuego. What's flood in Spanish? In Spanish. Inundación is flood. Sangre, I knew was flood.
Fuego, inundación, sangre.
There you go.
I like it. I like it. You sound like the dude from the Monster Truck Rally. Oh, Telemundo.
Telemundo. Sunday. At the center, at the Megaplex. Giant trucks run each other over. Tickets are only $7. Kids and old people, not allowed.
I love it. I love it.
I'd like to accept this honor on behalf of Ash versus Evil Dead, the TV show. One of my favorites of all time. And I never thought we'd see it come back on. But there it was with Bruce Campbell. And thank you, Bruce, for this honor.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to get played in the outro, like the award acceptance speech. That, I was expecting him to ramble some more so we could just let it like be this Easter egg that keeps going. But
I could keep rambling. I mean, later, we're going to hit Katy Perry lyrics and you know, I'll be starting to do. I have just stream of consciousness stuff, but that's fine.
Enough of this jibber jabber.